The nonprofit Coastal Coalition for Substance Abuse and Prevention was formed in 2007 after a United Way survey of community leaders in 2006 revealed the most important health issues in Carteret, Craven, Jones, and Pamlico revolved around substance abuse. Onslow County later joined the initiative because of their high number of alcohol-related crashes. Programs from this nonprofit seek to curb substance abuse and are ongoing. Today, Mac McKee talks with Sharon Scotton with the Coastal Coalition for Substance Abuse and Prevention about the organization, its goals, and their public education event set for Monday evening, September 23rd, in New Bern.
Thank you for joining me today, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
Sharon, I'd like to know a little bit about how the Coastal Coalition for Substance Abuse Prevention came about.
It actually sort of began in 2006. They asked what some of the biggest health problems were in every community, and every community said substance abuse. And that's when we started the Coastal Coalition of Substance Abuse Prevention, which actually started in February of 2007.
What have you seen that you think has been some of the biggest impacts that the organization has made?
Our organization has been working on underage drinking and prescription drug abuse. And some of the largest impacts that you can actually see in our community are the prescription drug drop boxes that are located in the law enforcement offices. That's one tangible thing. We've done a lot of things in the past year or two. For example, we've been doing PRIDE surveys, which is a survey that asks kids about their drinking behaviors, the drinking behaviors of their friends, and where they might get alcohol, or if they're using other substances and where they might get those substances, how often they do it, when they do it. We've been doing those surveys for a couple of years, so we can actually see if there has been a change in what we've been doing and teaching youth in the past couple of years.
Now, I've noticed that one of your interesting organizations is in Jones County through 4-H Club. It's called Health Rocks. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It is a youth mentoring program. The youth who are in the 4-H go to the elementary schools, which actually goes through 6th grade there, and they talk to the 6th graders about handling peer pressure and talking with other kids about substance abuse and ways to turn down alcohol and building self-esteem. And it's a nationally recognized program.
Now, do you find that through possibly some of your research or maybe some of your observations that drug use among young teens has to do with that combination of peer pressure and curiosity?
It very well could. One of the questions that we have on our PRIDE survey is asking kids about how risky they believe alcohol use is and what they think their parents think about their drinking or using other substances. And we do find that parents have a strong influence on the kids as well.
Now, how has the reaction from parents been to the coalition?
We've had a lot of positive response. We have a lot of people who are very interested in the things we're doing. We have a newly revised website. CSAT is at www.ccsap.org, and we have a lot of information there that we're building, and people go to that website and say, oh, this is really fantastic information.
Now, in probably your least populated counties, such as Jones and Pamlico, is this experimentation with drugs, is it because that there is a I'll say so little activity in comparison to the other counties that other teens feel like there's nothing else to turn to?
Well, that certainly is one of the questions that we talk with our youth about. I think everywhere you go, even when we talk with youth in big cities, they say, oh, there's nothing to do. But if you're involved with your family, then there are things that you can do with your family. If you're involved in your community, there are things to do in your community or in your religious organization. At our community reception that we're having on Monday night, we have a researcher from Duke University who studies addiction in the brain and alcohol, and he's going to be talking about a lot of those reasons why there is a biological change that happens in the brain when youth are drinking.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at the September 23rd celebration?
We'll have two of the youth from Jones County who have been doing the Health Rocks curriculum talking about what they do. We'll be talking also about the surveys, the PRIDE surveys that I told you about, and results from that so that people can see what's happening in their communities We also have done a retail purchase survey, which is where we find out if retail clerks are actually IDing properly. All of these things, all of these little bits and pieces ultimately build up to a reduction in underage drinking. We also have the meds program that's going on in Carteret County. It's really being promoted by the sheriff in Carteret County, and you can also find it on YouTube or a link from our website. So that's another really big issue that we're working on is prescription drug abuse.
Since they're obviously more readily available, do you find that that usage is up statistically among teenagers rather than illegal drug abuse?
No. In our counties, we have seen that emergency department visits for our counties is way above the state. It's almost twice the state average. And that's really with an adult population.
This is a September 23rd celebration. When is it taking place and what time does it get started?
It starts at 5:30 and it runs until 7:30 at the Bridgepoint Hotel and Marina, which is right near the new drawbridge in New Bern. We'll have some light refreshments. And again, we'll have every county there will be there talking about the different successes they've had in their community.
Sharon, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.